Welcome to the Irish Tech News Podcast, where we will bring you some of the most interesting interviews and features from the world of tech. Visit irishtechnews.ie and check out our podcast section to explore all of our previous episodes. You can subscribe to our podcast using whatever your favorite app or service is by visiting anchor.fm/irish-tech-news.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Irish Tech News Podcast. This is your host, Jamil Hassan, and I bring to you the Crypto Corner, where I interview founders, thought leaders, entrepreneurs, executives, government officials, and artists in the crypto and blockchain space. And today, from Germany, I have founder of BUX, Angelika Demel. Angelika, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad that I'm at the show.
Great. Welcome. So to kick things off, can you please tell us what's your background and does it make sense for what you're doing now?
Sure. So, I'm working now for 5 years at BUX, and this is BUX is the Europe's fastest growing neo broker. So we offer commission free investing for people, and so that people, it's available for everyone, and that investing can be made for available for everyone. So my background is I'm actually a former journalist. So I come from the Financial Times, the German edition. I used to work there as a financial journalist. And yeah, so for me, I was always on the other side. So writing about companies like the one I'm working now. But for me, it's so exciting to work at this company now, BUX, because it's something where you then see from the inside out how a startup like this is growing and how you can bring topics like investing to a mobile audience, really.
Great. And what exactly is BUX, and what are the great things that you were up to at this point?
So, like I said, we are Europe's fastest growing neo broker. So we have almost 600,000 users across Europe. So, and we recently also launched in Ireland, which we are very proud of. And what's very important to us is that we are not only a mobile investing platform. So you can invest, for example, in ETFs and in shares. But we also, and that's really important, want to make clients better investors. So education is really a key point for us. And so that's why we build educational content and give it to clients wherever we can.
Great. So I want to, you just recently did a survey, and I wanted to talk about that survey. It's 1 in 5 young people. And I don't need you to define young people for me, get their financial information from influencers, with 19% of Gen Z members claiming that they learned something about investments from YouTubers and bloggers. How are these? So, first of all, what trend are you saying? What's the age group we're talking about here, and what kind of investment advice are they getting? And then we'll talk into about influencers themselves.
Yeah, it's the advice, it's there's a very big field, of course, out there for you can get investment advice from YouTubers, from bloggers, and there's also like on TikTok. And what you really have to beware of, check your sources. So not all influencers are equal, right? So a lot of them will not give you real good information, but just your shiny little content. So you really have to check, okay, what's the background of those people, and check also what their followers really say about those people. So we are, for example, at BUX, we're also not offering investment advice. We do work together with influencers because, they speak, of course, the language of Generation Z members. And so we work with some that are known and trusted. For example, in the Netherlands, we're working with fire investor that's called Buck, and she's doing educational videos together with us, where you explain basic things like how can I start investing, but also things like, okay, what's the difference between a share and ETF? So you really have to dig into the basic first before you start investing, really. So this is something you look out for.
Great. So I was going to ask you, you know, that the qualifications of the influencers, what should people look for? You know, because I see some videos here where, you know, an influencer saying, oh, this token might go up, it might go down, it might go sideways. I don't know, but here it is, right?
Yes. This is a nice one. I know, but here it is. Yes, it's never trust your gut feeling, I'd say, for that. So, and this is also exactly, they don't know. And if you cannot see what is their source, so they should always provide a source, right? So, for example, there are some trusted news outlets like Bloomberg, for example, or there for cryptos, there are probably a lot of others. And so you have to see, okay, which is this basic source? And is this trustable? And so that's also the basic about investing in general. Never trust one source alone. Always do your own research. Always check if others are saying this as well. That's the important thing.
And how do you know who to, like, how do you, what's the best way to tell if you could trust somebody? How can they do the due diligence on that?
Yeah, for example, see what, usually they have followers, right? So, and if not, well, this is also a first sign. Watch what followers they have and how many they have and what they say about this. And as I said, it's really, where do they get their information? So if they just trust something out there, like, oh, this will rise for sure, and I do not know why, then you shouldn't trust this. So it's yeah. As a former journalist, I always had this two source thing. So I could never publish anything because my editor in chief would get very mad at me. I could never publish anything without a second source. So this is the same for investing. Check, for example, trusted news outlets, Financial Times, Bloomberg, CNBC, for crypto, there are different ones, but check those sources as well. Yeah, that's important.
Great. So I'm in agreement that Gen Z should be educated, right? Because they are our future. And half of them, I think more than half of them have not grown up in a pre-Bitcoin world. And the ones who are younger have grown up completely in a Bitcoin world, right? So they're very knowledgeable. So how do we ensure that they're equipped with the right information? Because they're not necessarily have worked, you know, to have that corporate experience to apply to crypto. So how can we make sure that they learn, they have the right tools? And how do you do that?
What exactly do you mean by tools? Can you specify this, please?
Sure. The right resources, the right, you know, knowledge, the right, the, even though they don't have the experience, how can they get that gap in experience to understand the technology if they haven't had the work experience? How would they do that?
So yeah, first of all, it really depends on what you want to invest, for example, right? So, and then there are several, as I said before, several major news outlets. That's one thing. Then there are, for example, well-known platforms like Investopedia. This is also great to get into investing in general. And then we also want to educate people, for example, on our own platform. So what Bux is doing is ETF is, for example, so exchange traded funds is a big thing if you want to build a wealth for the future, because you spread your investments, because it's a product where with one share you invest in a lot of different kind of companies, right? So we explain on our Bux platform, okay, what's exactly is an ETF? It's a knowledge center, how to do this, how to invest in this. And then for other topics, we also have like informative videos. We also have our weekly broadcast where we go into details about what's happening on the market right now. But this is one thing where you can find your information and your basic information. And besides that, it's, like I said before, look into, you can of course see there are a lot of good influencers out there too, and if they are good ones, they also share their sources there. So if you're into a specific kind of asset, you will find those influencers, and then you can also exchange your experiences there.
So you said something very interesting. You said ETF, right? Yes. And we don't have a Bitcoin ETF in the US yet. There's one in Canada. But what does the German and the Europe landscape look like for Bitcoin ETFs? I think Bitcoin's one crypto that everybody can understand equally.
Yeah, for Bitcoin ETFs, I'm cannot tell you much, to be honest. I can tell you a bit more about the ETFs. The people are interested, especially Generation Z, in our platform. So that's, for example, interestingly, it's like robotics and automation sector, what they really find interesting, then the cybersecurity sector. And still, it's also the more traditional ones like healthcare and S&P 500. So it's kind of mixed. So they're both in Generation Z is both interested in companies that are more focused on innovation, but they also look at trusted ones like the S&P 500 or also the ETFs that focus on dividends, for example. So that's what they really are interested in.
Awesome. So what are you seeing? I haven't covered robotics a lot, so I'm interested in that area. So what trends are you seeing for the Gen Z population with robotics and their interest in cyber? What are you seeing out there in the market?
Yeah, I also think, there are a lot of those ETFs, there are, of course, companies also like Tesla that are in general very interesting. But I think we are there. Cybersecurity is as well as robotics is such a huge thing, and I think it will grow a lot. And for robotics and automation, it's just something they find interesting, and it's something where they know some of the companies. And what I find interesting is that although they do invest in those ETFs, they still mix, right? So they know, this is might be an interesting sector, but I still want to have more of the traditional ETFs there as well in my portfolio. So I'm not relying on them alone. So, but I only want to invest in something that gives me regular dividends, or also ESG investment. That's also a very interesting trend I see at the moment. People love ESG ETFs that focus on I'm forgetting the English word for that. Environmental, social and governance. That's it. Right. So that's really the companies that are strong in one of those factors that are included in those ETFs, because people want to make an impact, and with an ETF, that's one of the easiest things you can do. So we see a growing interest in those sustainable investments for sure.
Great. I have covered sustainability and some mobility. So I wanted to see, what are some of the, you mentioned the areas, what are some of the habits that are you seeing these younger investors exhibit? Diversification, and what else?
What I find interesting in the investing behavior is really they do love, of course, companies that are trendy and in the news. For example, everyone loves Tesla and everyone is crazy about Elon Musk and you see what they're doing, but they're not only going for that. So I find this is also something especially for female investors. I find that they invest both in traditional and in new fields. So it's really a mix. And female investing is also an interesting thing because there are, of course, way fewer women that invest, unfortunately. So that's also at Bucks, the majority of our users are male. So, but the women that do invest, they tend to invest, for example, also in dividend ETFs and are sometimes even, yeah, spread their investments even more, and so it's quite a mix actually.
So a couple of questions on that. Why do you think there are fewer female investors? I mean, you have grew up professionally in being a journalist, and you're a female, and it's exciting to you. And why is it that there are far fewer female investors?
Yeah, the interesting thing is, I mean, yes, I used to work, I was a financial journalist, but I studied something entirely different. So I have a master in comparative religious studies and English literature. So my background didn't start like this, right? So it's just that I started with reading the Financial Times, the German edition, and I found, wow, this is something that's really interesting. So, and it's, the style is, it's important that you make news that you understand them. You do not have to write complicated news to understand finance. And then if you get hooked, then you suddenly see, okay, it's not that difficult. It is really interesting, actually. So for me, the journey was also quite accidentally that then I started at Financial Times as a trainee journalist first, and then grew up there kind of. And I think it's just in general for women, this feeling, oh gosh, this is such a huge topic. I'm afraid of this. I'm not sure I know enough. And this, I do not know enough. This is something we really have to tackle. And this is also what I see now in the influencer space as well. And also in female magazines, women really now start to break this barrier and more are interested in this topic because especially women have to do this. They earn less than men. We live longer than men. And so we need the money in the end, and we won't get enough pension. So we have to do something. And investing is really the only thing we can do. If you see all those, the inflation rate is high. This is you, the interest rates are really, really, really low. So to not only make the money you have on your bank account, it's shrinking every year if you do not anything. So as a woman, especially, I'm in a situation, I have to do something. A lot of women see this now, and this is great. So the interest now is rising, but they're still a little bit, how to do this. They're not always sure, and they're a bit afraid.
Great, and I'll follow up on that in a few minutes here. And I wanted to talk about I was in the pool like a few months ago, a few weeks ago, right? And I was overhearing two men, older boomer men, talking about a stock, and they're excited that it paid a dividend, right? And you mentioned dividends a few times already, and I want to find out what the intrigue to Gen Z of dividends is.
They love it. Yeah. Because they know with dividends, they can build up investments faster. And then they also, if you start from, the earlier the start, the better it is, because you can, for example, compound interest helps you if you start early, and the dividend also helps you grow your money faster. So they saw, and you also have seen this, right? A lot of influencers now like published little pictures where they post, okay, this is the dividends I got this month. some of them are quite overrated. So you think, oh, okay, this is a bit much, this won't always work for everyone. But it's they know that this is money them where they get, so their money they already invested works for them for free in a way. So yeah, it's a very important topic to this generation. Yes.
Great. I see that in crypto, where you stake certain coins and then earn interest on those coins, which is kind of similar, and yeah, you grow passively, right? Great. So I want to talk to you about a little bit about religious studies. You had religious studies background. I have a liberal arts background, right? And I got into finance. And with these new technologies, with robotics and with cyber and with all these things, in contrast to religious studies, do you think that's taking us from a religious world to a post-religious world? And how do you navigate that?
Wow, that's a complicated topic. It is a very interesting one. You know, with technology and religion, the funny thing there is, you can also make a connection there. Did you know that you even have a Jedi religion in Australia? It's officially recognized as a religion. So it's, you can always find this connection, and it's, I don't think we go into a post-religious world, to be honest. It's just how you have to, it's really your point of view and your point of interpretation, right? So you can also see, well, the robotics thing helps you. I don't know. It's a very different question, and something I really have to think a bit more about this. Sorry.
Great. Yeah, I've had people tell me that they're not into crypto or blockchain because it's just this thing that's out there and it lacks humanity, right? So if I draw, you know, the religious studies of humanity and put it into this robotics investing world, I'm just wondering what kind of difference could be made, you know, to move things forward.
Yeah, it's difficult. I really do not have an answer to that yet. But it's something to ponder about for sure.
Yep, I agree. So you also said something, you said a lot of the narratives that women tell themselves is, I don't know enough, right? I interviewed Tim Draper, who was a VC billionaire last May, and he said there's two keys to a $1 million Bitcoin price. One is retail shoppers, and the other is women being involved in technology. You know, how can we get more women to, you know, get past that I don't know enough self-narrative? To start embracing and being involved in these difficult conversations to move things forward.
I think what you are doing right now, it's a very good way, because you're doing an interview with me and you're showing, okay, there are women working in fintech companies, right? So this is also a very good start. And this is also what the reason, for example, why I am doing my weekly broadcast on YouTube that we publish in our own channels. So to also show women, hey, it's fun, it's not that difficult, you can learn, everyone can learn this. And as for a personal point of view as well, of course a lot of my girlfriends they also ask me, okay, where should I start and what should I do, and I want to start investing, I want to get involved. And I do not really want to quote it, but I do just do it, right? It's really of just doing it, getting into it and try it out. I mean, if you can also start with for example, with investing, you can start with fake accounts. Just try it out with play money and have a look. And then you also can just jump into communities and trading communities also on socials and just listen and read and find out and then make your first little investments and see how it goes. And then after a while you see, okay, you do not have to be that afraid anymore. right? And you get used to it, and then you start also talking about with people. So now I have girlfriends, I talk about ETFs, for example. And this is cool. And we have to make it normal. And I think this should also actually start for both genders in school. I think this is something, as in Germany, it's really, really bad. In the Netherlands, where we are based, I think it could also be better, that in financial and personal investing education, it's just not existent. So you do not even know, okay, taxes, what should I do? Or a bank account, how do I open this? Or what are there for options for me to insurances, everything. So you have to learn this by yourself, or you have to ask your parents, and they also are not always the best source on the best help. So we really have to start as early as it can to make finance a normal topic, right? A normal topic like I don't know, like foods, like clothes. Make it, yeah, not an apple a day, but some finance a day, right? To right. grow.
I have a master's degree in finance. I worked in insurance for 15 years. I've been in crypto for 4 years, and I took an insurance exam for a retail company, which I went into a training program. Let me tell you, yeah. There's a different body of work, different knowledge, skill set in every single area. Then there was no overlap, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, it might take somebody years, but, you know, how can somebody start, you know, since BUX offers educational resources too, how can they start to educate themselves? What are some of those things they can do every day to learn just a little bit more?
Well, the easiest thing is read financial news. So if you want to start as easy as that, you can start with that. There are free sources out there. Just check you can even check first the headlines, like from Financial Times, right? And to get, and then this is something when I learned the English language, right? I started to read books. And I didn't get any words in each word. I didn't understand everything. So, okay, there's a word I didn't understand. So I looked it up. So this is the same. You should start, get into those articles or watch business television. And then if there are things, I didn't understand that. I don't know what in stock exchange is. I don't know what an ETF is. I don't know what dividends are. Then you have to look it up. And to be honest, for those things, even Wikipedia is a basic source that you can start, right? And then you gradually build up your knowledge and your expertise. But start with this and find out what you do not know. I mean, you even said this, there are a lot of things we do not know. But when you already know what you do not know, you know what to do next to find, to build and educate yourself, actually.
I agree. So I want to thank you very much for your time today. This has been an excellent conversation. I've learned a lot, and, you know, I've enjoyed our conversation. So thank you. I do have one last question. How can people find out more information about you, about BUX, about what you guys do? How can they do that?
Well, they can go on, they can download our app. You can go in App Store and just Box Zero. It's called Box Zero. You can download us, and you can also find us on the internet, getbox.com. And then you can also find our educational material and our prices and everything what you're doing. And you can also find my videos, but they are only in German. But we have other people as well, so they are also worth looking for.
Awesome. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks a lot for having me. It was a pleasure. And I will think more about the religious stuff.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the latest Irish Tech News podcast. Check back every day for the latest episode. You can follow us on Twitter @Irish_Tech News, on Facebook, facebook.com/Irish Tech News, on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/company/Irish-Tech-News, on Instagram, instagram.com/IrishTechNews.ie, and on TikTok, tiktok.com/@IrishTechNews.